Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's our anthem, folks. Do it or die, small business owners. That's the Latin rhythm section. That's what we do, isn't it? Against all odds, you do it or die, and that's the reason why you're my hero, small business owners. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We had a great visit with our friend Anna Weber. She's the author of a new book called The Doxa Method, Transporting Your Fears into Success. We've been talking about stress and anxiety. They're natural. They happen. And if you're a small business owner, you're well acquainted with both. And sometimes the fear that they produce and the response. And also the response that's required that you feel you have to perform when you feel stressful and anxious. And that's sometimes that makes you get going. You know, Anna, one of the things that I point out is that if you're anxious about something, don't feel bad about that, because it probably means you're seeking excellence. If you're concerned about something, if you have a little bit of butterflies, you have a little stage fright, there's nothing wrong with that. That means that you care about what you're about to do and you seek excellence. What do you think about that?
I totally agree with you. And, you know, every time I get on stage and I speak anywhere around the world, at first you have a certain type of a little bit fear, certain anxiety, and you want to connect with the audience, you want to engage them. So it's very healthy, because it kind of gives you that, like you said, that pumping, and you make sure that you're delivering something that has value, mm-hmm. not just delivering something that's superficial.
Tell us about the Doxa method.
Well, the Doxa method is a phenomenal method, and it's very, very effective. And I've been introducing the Doxa method for many years at the various corporations filling, you know, leadership positions. The Doxa method is teaching you and empowering you with three major things in life. Number one, have a dialogue with your mind. Ask your mind questions, as many questions as you can. Develop that relationship with your mind, with yourself. So people ask me, what are the responses to those questions? The choices that you make. But with the Doxa method, you have a little bit of a filtering time between the choice and the question. Therefore, you have less regrets in your life, and you make more healthy decisions, and you blend emotions with common sense. So the decisions are solid, regardless of the fear and the anxiety. The decisions are healthier and better. It's just like making a choice. Instead of eating a Danish, you're eating an apple. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with the Danish. I eat Danish sometimes, but I'm the same way for 25 years, because I have a certain discipline, and I think that discipline is giving us a certain freedom, actually, not binding us down, but a certain freedom to really develop and understand who we are and how we are. And the second step in the Doxa method is helping us to not just to be in the now, how to rotate the three time zones. The past becomes the now becomes the past, and how the future becomes the present, and how to really deal with the three time zones, because time goes by so quickly and time flies away. So the only time that we can actually take action and make something happen is in the now. We can't do that in the future. We can't do that in the past. But we need to extract past choices and past experiences and learn where are the seeds of wisdom from those past experiences and what we bring into the now. And always have something to look forward to tomorrow. Because if you just live in the now, it's like, what am I looking forward to? We need that. It's like that carrot. It's like it's something that you want to tell your children, for a dollar you can take the trash out. It's a nice thing to look forward to.
Talk to us, Anna, in the time we have left over, talk to us about choosing authenticity. That's in your book. And this is something I think small business owners should focus more on, because it's part of our special sauce. Customers, other people like authenticity. They like real people, not plastic people, not people who, you know, who use a lot of fancy words, but real people. And small business owners are like that. They're real, and they're authentic, and that's important. I got about a minute. Tell us about that.
Well, being authentic, then if you build that authenticity and that relationship with your customer, with your vendors, with your clients, and your personnel, it becomes a trust. And when people trust you, they actually rely on your word. And even in today's society, with all the gadgets that we have, a handshake and a trust situation behavior brings us to such an amicable, authentic relationship. And I think that's very important. Because without trust and without believing in something and without having the faith, how can you even go on in business? Business can be very challenging. So that's my approach. One thing, Jim, 57 million Americans suffer from anxiety, and only several millions out of the 57 get professional help. Mm-hmm. So what happens to the other people?
Yeah, that's a lot of anxious people. AnnaWeber.com, one N, one B, AnnaWeber.com, is that right?
No, AnnaWeberDoxa.com.
AnnaWeberDoxa, okay, D-O-X-A. Doxa.com. Yes. All right. That's for the new book. Hey, Anna, good job today. Will you come back?
Thank you so much.
Enjoyed having you here. We'll see you next time. Anna Weber, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.